Risky business, Christianity. I've often wondered who sat in a room together and said, I know, let's create a church tradition where we have lots of candles and make people wear outfits with flappy sleeves.
Yeah.
And then someone else pitched in and went, yes, and let's make the outfits white and make them serve red wine to people. I find this really quite stressful. Don't worry, it's all in our risk assessment. We live in a culture and society now where we are constantly being asked to consider and mitigate against risks. So this risk assessment document is crucial, and we think through every eventuality and what can be done to reduce or eliminate potential risks. And there are very good reasons for this. Keeping people safe is a really important aim. But as our earlier risk assessment showed, if God had written up a risk assessment on the birth of Jesus Christ, then it would have shown that it was a dangerous business, full of risk. God took on human flesh in its most vulnerable form. Jesus came as a tiny baby, a baby born some distance away from his parents' home, born under occupation, without security, without even a bed, born into a world where the threat of violence from a jealous and murderous king was very real. So when we complete our risk assessments today, we designate a kind of level to each risk. We consider, is it mild or moderate, substantial or just intolerable? Well, I'd say that God took a substantial risk, but not an intolerable one, or he wouldn't have taken it. When you think of the story of Jesus' birth, what do you think of? Because I think actually one of the great risks is that we allow the nativity to become sanitized. That the image we form in our minds kind of reflects the picture-perfect illustrations that we see on our Christmas cards. That we create this alternate world which doesn't contain the sounds and the smells, the sweat and the blood, the vernix and meconium. We are at risk of keeping Jesus as a little baby, without remembering the very challenging things he said as an adult. The man who preached a gospel of good news to the poor and to the oppressed. The man who turned the world upside down with his beatitudes. Blessed are the poor, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the peacemakers. The man who was brutally killed, still uttering words of forgiveness. We're at risk from keeping this little infant Jesus at arm's length, allowing him to become just part of the background noise of Christmas, a children's story used to lessen the grip of consumerism that runs rife at this time of year. But the Nativity is about so much more. It's about God's light and life coming into the world, right into the world, right here with us. There's a poem by Godfrey Rust called Come, Emmanuel. And it reminds us that Christ came for more than just to give us the kind of picture-perfect image of mother and child bathed in light that we see on so many Christmas cards. Come, Emmanuel, God with us to be. Come down from paradise and occupy this dirty stable of humanity. Come and live rough as we do. Come and die. Come and be lonely as an orphan child. Come to where grief is harvested and stored. Come to where empty, aged minds run wild. Come to the hospice and the cancer ward. Come, flee from tyrants as a refugee. Come, be betrayed by those you counted friends. Come and be tortured with no amnesty. Come as the means to justify all ends. Come and be broken like a Christmas toy. Come, be completely human. Then we'll know your sorrow may bring hope of lasting joy. And God above is God with us below. Jesus came to a dark world. But he came to bring us hope of lasting joy, as God above is God with us below. It was a plan which involved plenty of risk. And he invited humanity to take some risks too. For Mary to be found with child when she wasn't yet married was a risk. For Joseph to stick with Mary and a baby that wasn't his was a risk. For the shepherds to leave their sheep for a time to come and gaze at the baby was a risk. For the Magi to travel long distances because of a strange star was a risk. And yet these risks were worth braving because they trusted God and what God was doing. They trusted God with us. And so this Christmas, my Christmas wish and prayer for us all is to receive this gift of love that is God with us. This gift that brings us hope and lasting joy. My Christmas wish and prayer is that as you reflect today on this baby, that you will grow in wonder, love, and grace. That the picture-perfect nativity will be blown apart by the even greater reality of God who made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant being made in human likeness, who faced the risky business of entering a dark and messy world, a hostile situation, in order to reach out and demonstrate his love, and who invites us to partner with him in continuing to show his love to the world. His invitation isn't entirely risk-free. We may be invited to step a little out of our comfort zone at times, but God asks us to trust that he will continue to be with us and that it's worth it. Merry Christmas.